Really happy to welcome to the program today, Jay Tolman. And Jay is the Director of Community Outreach for Home Instead Senior Care in Norwell, here to talk about their Be a Santa for a Senior program. Hi, Jay. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Joe. Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. I read the story recently about this program in the Patriot Ledger, and I said, gee, this might be a great piece of information to let our viewers know about here in Quincy. Perhaps they'd like to get involved in some way. So how's it been going so far?
It's been, we've had a huge response. I mean, the program started a number of years ago, I think in 2003, our office in Norwell have been participating the last 5 years. Todd Anderson, who's the owner here of Home Instead in Norwell, jumped on board, and we've been, you know, doing this every year. Last year was with COVID and everything. We had to sort of change course and we weren't able to do it. But it's this year we've been working with Amazon Business, and again with COVID lurking around, we wanted to be as safe as possible. Typically, we put up trees, and like the Hanover Mall, which is no longer there at the moment, so we weren't able to do that. As far as we would put ornaments on the trees with a name and gifts for someone in need. And so this year we decided to, take it online with Amazon Business, and it's been a huge, huge success.
Might be a good opportunity to ask you to explain a little bit about what Home Instead Senior Care is, Jay, if you could.
Sure, sure. Home Instead is a home care company. We're a non-medical care company based here in Norwell. We cover most of the South Shore, and we provide services for seniors to help in situations where they need maybe some personal care, they need shopping done, or just even to get out to go get an ice cream, maybe not today, but some other time. And, light housekeeping and laundry and changing of beds. And we have over 100 caregivers on the South Shore here. And they are unbelievable. They are, really caring people. It's not just, a job. It's really, having, the compassion and caring to, help seniors in our community.
Yeah, I mean, to talk about frontline workers, we haven't heard a lot about these folks, but they certainly have been on the front lines during this pandemic. Yeah.
Yeah, we've been very lucky to have the staff that we have. We have a great team of people, both in the office and out in the field. And, the comments we get from our clients and family members are, it's really rewarding work. It's we're really helping to keep people out of the hospital, and when they're coming home from the hospital or rehab, to be able to keep them safe at home.
About how many clients would you say you're providing services for right now?
I think currently right now we have about 70 clients in the South Shore, and they all range in as far as need. We really specialize with folks with memory loss, dementia. We do a lot of training. All our caregivers actually, no matter what their experience, go through our training, the Home Instead training. And we focus a lot on memory loss and dementia in that training, and ongoing training in that area. And also the other area we focus a lot on is hospice, being able to fill in where the VNAs are supporting families, and to be able to help out in cases like that too.
So how do you select who will receive a gift from Santa for a senior? How did that process?
Yeah. Well, we work with South Shore Elder Services. They have so many seniors that are in need, and they help provide services for them year round. And they provide us with a list of people, over 100 people this year, that they felt really needed some support, and a gift would mean so much to them. So they provide the names, and what we did this year is put the first name, last initial, and what they would like up on our website, and people could click on that and purchase it, and it would be delivered here, which we have a lot of presence here. then next week, we're going to be working with South Shore Elder Services and having a wrapping party. They in turn will take the presents and distribute them throughout the South Shore.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Yeah. So it's kind of a virtual giving tree, if you will.
No. We get the presents, and they're identified for the specific senior. And then we wrap them, and then their Santa and his sleigh will deliver them to those seniors.
Yeah, that's great. Do you anticipate once the Hanover Mall is back, returning there at some point?
Yeah, absolutely. We really want to expand this program because we really feel, especially during the pandemic, we've really noticed how seniors are isolated. Some don't have any family around, and those are the people that we really focus on trying to do something for them. But we are not only Hanover, but we look to put trees. And again, the way it works is, we put a Christmas tree up, and the ornaments are paper ornaments with the name and the gifts. People come and take those ornaments and then would bring the gifts back to that location. So we want to expand it past the Hanover Mall into other areas, other retail. And we just felt this year with COVID that we would maybe hold off. And that's why we decided to, do the Amazon route this year.
Yeah, I actually went, it's all on your website. I checked it out, and some of the, the gifts that these folks are requesting are very modest, sweaters, scarves, boots, things of that nature. They're not asking for, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
No, right. Exactly. I mean, a lot of these people don't have that much. And, a warm scarf, a hat, gloves, things of that nature are, really important to them.
Yeah, and so, I'm sure it makes all the difference, when they get a visit from Santa and they have a gift to open. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, it's wonderful. And we get a lot of calls this time of year from people in the community wanting to help out. It's really wonderful to see how the community, helps in so many different ways. Yeah. And Quincy is, one of the larger folks that participate. I mean, we get a lot of people who help out in your area. So it's really a wonderful experience, very heartwarming. And that, these people who are isolated can get something special and be able to open a gift.
Yeah. So we're recording this on December 9th. So is it too late to be a Santa for a senior?
Well, it's never too late. We've had such a huge response. All the items that are on the website have been purchased as of this morning. We had 5 left as of 9 o'clock this morning on the 9th, and those are gone or been people have bought the gifts for the seniors. So what we're suggesting, if there is nothing more there on our website, people could purchase something, and I would say something either for a man or a woman. Hat, scarf, gloves, generic things that people might need and bring them by our office, which is at 427 Washington Street in Norwell. We'd be glad to wrap them, and I'm sure South Shore Elder Services would be more than happy to have additional gifts to be able to pass out to people.
Okay, good to know. I mean, I guess it's a good problem to have, right? As you had such a great response, yeah.
Yeah, it's been really, it's really great. And, you know, the community, I mean, people will come and help us, the staff, to wrap the presents next week, which will be fun.
Yeah. How else can folks assist? Are there other ways throughout the year, Jay, that folks could assist?
Yeah, there. If folks go to our website, which is www.homeinstead.com/475, there are links to the Home Instead Foundation, their letter writing programs, that, you know, so that we can get letters and cards and notes out to seniors as well. We did a program at the height of COVID called Sunshine for Seniors, and we had kids drawing art and writing notes, and we passed those out to all of our clients. I mean, they, during COVID, you know, the only people that they really saw were us. Mm-hmm. I mean, even family members weren't going in necessarily to see them. So our caregivers still, you know, went in to, you know, take care of these folks, and to be able to, you know, bring a letter or card or something like that meant a lot.
Yeah, they were at least the most vulnerable population. Now they're hopefully the highest vaccinated population.
So. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's really something to see, you know, what really has happened during this pandemic is that the folks who, you know, a lot of the seniors, you know, being isolated, noticing the decline in, you know, their mental status and energy. And so, you know, any little thing that we can do to help, and the community can do to help, really means a lot to them.
Yeah, curious, was your staff able to help the seniors communicate like we are now, you know, virtually through electronic devices?
Yeah, we actually have a program, a home care tablet, that we started introducing sort of during the pandemic. And it looks like a little iPad. It's not quite as big as an iPad, a little bit smaller. It has large icons and only a handful of them. And so it's very easy for a senior to see, you know, the icon and be able to push it, push the buttons on the device, and the, you know, being able to virtually talk with them, sort of virtual visits.
Yeah.
And also have family communicate that way as yes. as well.
Yeah.
The other piece was their games on there. You know, there's solitaire and bridge, and there's music, and it's really a great device, which was really, you know, through Home Instead and ourselves, you know, developed to get out to people who, you know, needed that kind of communication.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That seniors, you know, can still learn and take advantage of this technology. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, my father plays solitaire on his, and bridge, and listens to big band music, and so it really it's a great way to communicate. You know, for our caregivers, if something is up, you know, being able to visually see, you know, what might be going on, as well as family communicating visually, and having it not be difficult for the senior to respond to, because I know that most seniors, I know my dad, for example, you know, an iPhone or something like that is just not going to work. It's, you know, the icons are too small, it gets confusing. This device is very simple to use.
Yeah, you don't want them to get frustrated, because that'll just be a total turnoff and they won't even want to try. So.
Right, exactly, exactly.
Yeah. But in the short term, it's Santa for a Senior. Recap again for folks how they can participate.
Right, right. That's great. As I say, I want to thank you and everybody for helping us get the word out. You know, people can still go to www.homeinstead.com homestead.com/475, or they can give us a call. They can give me a call at 781-878-2994 and be glad to talk with you and direct you how people can help out.
That's great, Jay. Really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Anything else you too.
To let folks know about?
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate your support too. Getting the word out is key.
You're very welcome. It's our pleasure. And to you and your family and staff, a very happy, safe holiday season.
You too, Joe. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.